Yeah, this is what I mean, Tanisha Begay needs to be selfish and go get the ball.
Yeah.
She's the best free throw shooter. She's a senior, experience. And but I guarantee you, Hope's going to try to keep it out of her hands.
Yeah. I bet that's what they're talking about right now. 41-40, Shiprock. They were down by 11 points at halftime.
Yeah, just battled, never quit. And but a lot of times you play like your coach, and he's instilled that into these young ladies to never quit. And it's so important to, a great lesson. But a lot of it comes from that energy and motivation comes from your coach and those practice times and just spending all that closeness time together.
Well, Shiprock's got a timeout. They have the ball. And see, they were trying to draw a foul on the screen there. They were trying to do something. Both teams are in a 1-1.
And they're going to let Tanisha inbound it, and they're going to get it right back to her, I would think. I don't know. This is a tough one right here.
Sakoti is back in the game. She's been sitting with three fouls.
I say they get it in, and they'll get it right back to Tanisha. But they got a timeout.
They get it into Sakoti. Sakoti trapped in the corner. Sakoti's just going to dribble, and a foul. And Melanie Sakoti will go to the line to shoot. 1-1.
Hope has the possession, the jump ball, so that's something to think about.
And Melanie Sakoti will shoot a 1-1. She'll line it up. First shot is up, and it's good. 42-40. Still a one-possession game. Second shot is up. It's good. Three-point lead for Shiprock. A one-possession game. Hope down the court as fast as they can. Valencia is stolen by Shiprock. Shiprock has the ball and a foul. Sakoti's going to go to the line to shoot. 1-1. Yes!
I tell you what, they got back in with their man press, being aggressive. But the last three possessions, he's went to his little diamond press. And Hope's just had a hard time recognizing it and going right into traps.
Melanie Sakoti will go to the line with 22.7 left. They have a three-point lead. First shot is up, and it's good.
Two-possession game.
Now it's a two-possession game, yes.
Hope has one timeout. Shiprock has none.
Second shot is good. It's a five-point lead. Shiprock with 22 seconds left. They're going to back off. Here comes Hope. They're going to try to fire a three. It's no good. Shiprock has the ball. There's Sakoti. And a foul. Sakoti goes to the line again with 13.2 seconds.
Tracy's rocking. I love it.
I love it. And the Navajo Nation is cheering because it feels like the whole Navajo Nation is here. This place is full of Shiprock fans and Tohatchee fans. Sakoti's on the line. Shiprock will clear the lanes. 45-40. Shiprock with the lead.
She makes both of these. It's a three-possession game. It's pretty much...
Shot is up and it's good.
Most coaches don't have a seven-point play.
No.
In 13 seconds.
Second shot. It's good! Shiprock, 13 seconds away from a state championship. Hope throws it down the court. They give it to Lewis. Lewis will shoot and score, and timeout with 4 seconds left from Heise. The writing's on the wall, ladies and gentlemen. 4.4 seconds away from the 4A state title. You want to stick around. We're going to keep it right here. Thanks to Techniclass, corner of 20th and Sullivan, Farmington, one of our sponsors, 326-6543. And also San Juan Regional Medical Center. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, you're covered in care. The Oasis, our pregame show sponsor. The Bronson Family McDonald's, our halftime show sponsor. I'm sorry, I'm getting in a hurry here. Oasis, 1601 North Dustin. You're looking for a church. Horace Nissan Hyundai. And the post-game show will be coming up right after the game.
Yeah, and this is a hope. They're going to come out and probably play man-to-man, deny the passes. This is a good time to have a little play where maybe you run a little screen, back screen, and throw the home run ball, because they're going to be so aggressively up trying to deny the pass. It's just a matter of getting in bounds, and they're going to foul real quick, so they got to go down and make free throws. Then it's just time to enjoy it. Listen to the crowd.
4.4 seconds. The Chieftains are 4.4 seconds away from a state championship. Tanisha Begay will inbound the ball for the Lady Chieftains. Long pass. Nope, they're going to bring it up. Cody has it. They're going to give it back to Begay. That's going to be the ball game. There's the buzzer. The Chieftains are the champions. The Chieftains are the champions. The Chieftains are the champions.